This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Mental Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Robert Fisher, MD, psychiatrist and executive director at Optimum Performance Institute. Dr. Fisher, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Dr. Fisher, the term failure to launch syndrome has been turning up more and more these days in everything from psychology articles to pop culture. What does this mean in a clinical sense when a young adult is failing to launch, and how common is it?
Well, Eric, when a young adult is experiencing failure to launch, basically this means that he or she is unable to successfully move forward in completing the next developmental challenges of independence. Launching is a complex process with many moving parts. The main objective challenge during the young adult years is to either work or go to school, and in the process try to have a balanced and joyful life. As far as how common the failure to launch is, it's certainly been steadily on the rise. Census in 2007 revealed 1.2 million young adults living at home. In 2010, there were 15.8 million, and some recent statistics imply that it could be one in four young adults maybe living at home after the age of 18. Well, this, of course, does not mean that all these young adults are failing to launch, but many young adults and families are responding to the drastic changes in available employment as well as the cost of living. The stress and pressure on young adults and families to facilitate greater financial and emotional independence is perhaps the most intense I've seen in my 30 years of practice. And the current picture for many young adults in terms of gainful employment and finding a residence can be very difficult. It is particularly difficult for young adults who, in addition to these stressors, also face difficulties associated with emotional illness. In these situations, it's important that the young adults and families receive help in addressing the various DSM diagnoses and concerns.
Now, your transitional residential program for young adults, Optimum Performance Institute, and your specialized ROAN program for young adults with borderline personality disorder or BPD traits have been the nation's leaders in overcoming failure to launch in young adults for over a decade. What are the steps involved in overcoming, and is there a final common pathway to a happy, independent life despite variations in diagnosis?
Well, thank you, Eric, for the opportunity to chat about this. We have a basic framework. It's important to know that this is a framework, and it's not necessarily a linear progression. It's a stepwise progression, but not necessarily linear. And it is a process. There are many stops and starts, like life itself. It's very similar to the child learning to walk, and in reality, there are many launches and advances. We refer to our first stage as fueling and preparation. During this period, we try to break through the layers of our fears and negative thinking that have isolated us from our creative self, our passion, and the sharing with others. Through discussion and introspection, we identify the fuel, and the fuel is passion. We ask young adults, who am I doing this for, and do I believe this is going to make me happy? The next stage we refer to as liftoff. There is no substitution for action. We must get out there and take a chance. In trying, we release ourselves from the almost gravitational pull of our habituated, avoidant, and unskillful responses to fears, anxieties, and unrealistic goals. Our negative thinking. Liftoff may manifest as heading to college, the workforce, and or living independently. The next stage referred to as the rocket itself. The young adult is the rocket, comprised of body, mind, spirit, and by spirit we mean the creative self. We ask and see how is their balance between fun, work, and school. The next step is navigational skills to stay on course. Acquiring and practicing new skills that allow for the achievement of both short-term and long-term goals, and also skills to guide the vehicle, the self. We learn to deal with the insufficiencies of reality. Nothing is perfect. We don't deal in fantasies. Once goals are established, what structure is in place that will reinforce them? School, work, a social network of friends and family. This leads us to the next stage that we refer to as capsule and refueling. Is there sufficient fuel, energy, and desire to sustain motivation and build internal momentum? We need to be resilient in order to hit the target. It takes a lot of energy to persevere the ups and downs of progressing through this developmental stage. The fuel is clearly passion. Expressing it and sharing it is the process. What opportunities does the young adult have for refueling? To what degree have we expanded opportunities to refuel? Again, a support system of family and or friends is essential, as is the acceptance of the reality of interdependence. We're neither totally independent nor dependent. Then we have our final common pathway to the target. Our target is a balanced life. Ultimately, for a successful launch, irrespective of any diagnoses or issues that the young adult faces, the elements of the final common pathway are the same for all of us. They were present when we learned to walk, when we moved from pre-kindergarten to kindergarten, to kindergarten to elementary, from elementary to intermediate, and so on.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Robert Fisher, MD, psychiatrist and executive director at Optimum Performance Institute here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Fisher, what are the first steps one should take, whether they be the young adults themselves, a concerned parent, therapist, etc., if they suspect that a young adult is having a failure to launch to the next stage of development due to a mental health issue or learning disability?
Well, I think the first step basically is to find mental health professionals who can work with both the young adult and their family in recognizing and, more importantly, providing treatment for whatever DSM symptoms, diagnostic symptoms, are present, and use those resources to provide greater stability. It's generally helpful for both parties to step back and allow the young adult to genuinely ask, "Are you happy? And what would you like to do with your life?" The answer is not simple, and the young adult may not really know or have realistic expectations. To answer these questions, further resources may be necessary. The educational, work, and social supports need to be found and utilized, and this may not be easy. The communication and frustration between young adults and family after many years of mutual frustration may be difficult to overcome while the environment remains the same. Both parents and young adults need support. Sometimes a change in the environment may also be helpful to assist in the launch. The environment needs to be one in which there is sufficient stimulation, compassion, tolerance, patience, as well as safety. OPI programs may serve as a platform for a launch for many young adults.
Well, Dr. Fisher, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for what you're doing in the space and for helping this population. We certainly appreciate your getting us up to speed as well. Tell us where folks can get more information accordingly and how they can be in touch as well.
One can look at our websites. There is a www.opiliving.com. There is a website called Roanne Programs, R-O-A-N-N-E, programs.com. And there's also a Failure to Launch website. Any of these websites will provide further information for you. And there's one takeaway that I might like to also give, if I might.
And please do. We are certainly ready to listen.
It's so important for parents as well as young adults to really value play and value passion, because that is the source of energy that we use to refuel and persevere through difficult times. And the final pathway is simple. Find passion, express it, experience the joy of sharing it with others, and develop a faith in our creative self. the self that allowed us all to learn to walk and talk, I assure you, it was not our thinking mind that got us up again and again. It was the beginner's mind, the big mind of Zen, and the mind of that resilient child with a playful attitude and inquisitive mind. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this.
And Dr. Fisher, it certainly has been our pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
We've been speaking with Dr. Robert Fisher, MD, psychiatrist, and executive director at Optimum Performance Institute. And once again, the websites of reference is opiliving.com, rowanprogram.com, and failuretolaunch.com. This has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.